This morning in my devotions, in my own personal devotions, God brought me to Psalm 55. I thought it was very appropriate, and I'll explain here in a little bit. But the verse talks about David, and he's just in anguish about things that are circumstances and all the things that are going in his life. And his own friends are abandoning him. The ones he served Christ or served God with were leaving him, abandoning him, persecuting him. Psalm 55, David said, in verse 7, he says, yes, I would love to just wander into the wilderness and find some cabin in the woods and just be done with it all. I could hurry and find a shelter and not have to deal with any more people for the rest of my life. Then David says, but God. One of those but gods that absolutely change the very thoughts and minds and hearts of individuals. Because David says he trusts God. What a week. High point. If you're a visitor here today, it has been an interesting week. Me personally, it started on Sunday night when my wife received a call from her niece explaining that Laura's sister, Linda, her husband, passed away at 44 years of age. Unexpectedly, not knowing how or why. Won't find that out for some time, but absolutely a shock. And living in North Carolina, my wife, desiring to be a comfort to her sister and family, got on a plane Monday to North Carolina for the whole week. And was an absolute comfort to her. And her and Lainey went to North Carolina. So myself, left with five kids, I was so thankful for my wife to be home. On Wednesday, I got a call from the Southeast Polk District explaining to me that we would no longer be meeting this summer at Willowbrook Elementary. And oh, by the way, we may not give you this Sunday to meet. Gulp. Explain that again to me. Did I just hear something? They explain that they're going to be doing some work in this building, and High Point needs to find another location until the end of summer. Well, we have a choice, don't we? We have a choice to panic. We have a choice to run. We have a choice to put our heads in the sand. By God's grace, they gave us this Sunday so that I could tell you our plans. And God has great plans for His church. Amen? Because we, the people, the followers of Christ, are the church of God, not this building. We can worship anywhere. Amen? It just means how far you're willing to travel. Were there circumstances this week in your life that caused you to lose some sleep? Questions going through your head, some mundane, some absolutely critical to your life. How are you going to pay your bills this week? What about my job? Is it secure? Should I look for another job? What about my children and their future? Couples desiring to have children, what should they do? Questions, sometimes with no answers. So as followers of Jesus Christ, we use a term saying we desire to seek the will of God. Seeking the will of God in our lives. How does God direct? How does He lead our lives? And in what ways? The passage I'm going to share with you this morning, I believe, does provide some information as to how God guides us. not only as a church, but you individually, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, how God desires to lead you and guide you. So if you have your Bibles, or if you have a bulletin, or look up on a screen, I want you to turn to Numbers chapter 9. Numbers chapter 9. You might be asking, Greg, I thought we were in a series called Jonah. We were. But I think there are times in a church when we need to be led, or I need to be led by the Holy Spirit to different passages during different circumstances. I believe this is one of those times. In Numbers chapter 9, starting in verse 15, read with me. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony. And at evening, it was over the tabernacle like the appearance of fire in the morning. So it was always the cloud, covered it by day and appearance by night. And whenever the cloud lifted from over the tent, after that the people of Israel set out. And in the place where the cloud settled down, there Israel camped. At the command of the Lord, the people of Israel set out. And at the command of the Lord, the people camped. Even when the cloud continued over the tabernacle many days, the people of Israel kept charge of the Lord and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was a few days over the tabernacle. And according to the command of the Lord, they remained in the camp. Then according to the command of the Lord, they set out. And sometimes the cloud remained from evening and until morning, but when the cloud lifted in the morning, they set out. Or if it continued for a day and a night, when the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether it was 2 days or a month or longer that the cloud continued over the tabernacle, they abided there. The people of Israel remained in the camp and did not set out, but when it lifted, they set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped, and at the command of the Lord, they set out. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by Moses. After reading this passage, I was hooked. I shared with the elders and deacons on Thursday this very passage, and it seemed to resonate with them as well. What can we as a church learn when seeking the guidance of the Lord as a church and us personally? Now, just to give you a little bit of a background, just so I'm not out of complete context, in Numbers chapter 9, verse 1, we see that Moses and the Israelites are in this wilderness. They have been in the wilderness for two years. God had delivered them from Egypt, and they're on their way to Canaan, where God had promised them land. And so as they're wandering in this wilderness for 2 years, they had to figure things out. Really trying to understand what God wanted them to do. I guess things haven't changed, have they? We need God to guide us. We need to listen to the Lord. From this passage, I believe God aims to show us and guide us on His desires for us. I have just 2 points from this passage. But the first thing I see from this passage is this. If we desire for God to guide us, to seek His will, the first thing we must do is this. We must listen to His instructions. In Numbers chapter 9, verse 2 and 3, just read this with me. It said, let the people of Israel, this is the Lord's command as they're in the wilderness. He says, let the people of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of the month, at twilight, you shall keep it at the appointed time. According to its statutes and all the rules, you shall keep it. So God is giving Israel instructions. As they're in the wilderness, keep the Passover, which is instituted as they were leaving Egypt, as God passed over judgment on Israel and judgment towards Egypt. They were to be remembering God's salvation. He instructed them to keep the Passover. Also, He instructed them as a church, Israel, He instructed them to build a tabernacle. Exodus chapter 26, verse 1 explains this. He says, moreover, you shall make a tabernacle. See, God's given instructions. They didn't listen. And it's 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet and orange. You shall make them with cherubim skillfully worked into them. And if you read chapter 26 and 27, we're not going to go through all this, but it is detailed instructions of this very tabernacle. I want to show you a picture if we have one. Now, this tabernacle would be in the wilderness. And the purpose of this tabernacle would be in the middle of the camp. Israel would camp all around this tabernacle. That was the instructions of the Lord. The word tabernacle literally means to dwell with. The physical tabernacle was to show Israel that God was with them. God would be with them. And so these very pointed instructions from God needed to be carried out. Before you know what to do, before God tells you what to do, He gives you instructions on how to do it. Maybe where to do it. Maybe with whom. According to God's instruction, this tent must be in the middle of the camp, because it demonstrated that God was in the middle of their lives continually. You know the old saying, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. We have to listen. Oftentimes, my wife will tell me to go upstairs and get something, or go to Hy-Vee and get something. And instantly, I'm like, boom, heading upstairs. One problem. I have no idea what she told me to go get. I don't even know where the heck the thing is, other than upstairs. And I end up going up and down the stairs about 15 times. Now, I don't know if it frustrates my wife, but oftentimes she'll laugh. Out of frustration, I'm sure. We must listen to the instructions, or we will be in a world of hurt. So what are we supposed to do, High Point? God desires to give us instructions. Will we listen to Him? You know, oftentimes we can be so busy doing so many good things for God, we never listened to His instructions. And so your very good works will be burned up, as Corinthians says. Look at Mary and Martha in the example with Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her." What did Mary do? She listened. She listened to the instructions of her Lord. High point, follower of Jesus Christ, listen. Don't worry about the doing. Listen to God's instructions. That's our call as a church, is it not? In the New Testament, God tells us as true followers of Christ that we are the temple. Now, the tabernacle was just a temporary temple. It was to show God's presence. But God says that he is dwelling in us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, he says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." Listen, God's desire is to let you know we are a moving temple. We don't need a physical location. We have God in us, followers of Christ. We worship wherever we go. We listen to his instructions. We listen to his leading wherever he takes us, because we don't have to panic. He's commanded his church very many, he has instructed his church, high point, several things. Whether we're at Wellerbrook or the new location we'll be at temporarily, which is Grandview Christian Church. It's not Grandview Christian Church. It's Grandview Christian School at Norwoodville. We will be starting there on June 21st. On June 21st, we are going to that school, which was formerly Norwoodville. If you're not familiar with it, I will promise you, you'll be getting lots of instructions. But whether we're at Willowbrook or Grandview Christian School, we will listen to the Lord. Amen? We will listen. Because it's not about a physical location. It's about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and he dwells with you wherever you go. Next week, we have a baptism service. And even though the instruction says it's after service, guess what? The baptism service is the service. And it's not at 1 o'clock. You come at 1, feel free to have lunch with me. Next Sunday, and again, spread the word, but we'll be getting communication out. Next Sunday, we are doing an outdoor service at the same time at my house, which is right down the street. We have several, it's not ours, but there's several acres of grassland that is plenty. If you've been at this church at any length of time, you have parked over there. We will give you instructions, but God will be there and we will listen. Amen? What is God calling his church to do? A church without a permanent location. He tells us to make disciples. Go and make disciples in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus commands us, or he instructs us to celebrate communion. That's what we're doing today. These are instructions of the Lord. We will do this wherever we meet. Do you see how comforting that is? to know that wherever we meet, God will be there. So what else, Greg? I'm listening now. I want to listen to Jesus. Now, hold on for a second. Are you listening? Before I get to my final point, this is very important. Jesus, his instructions are very clear to those of you who do not know him. Are they not? His instructions are repent and believe. Listen, before I can get to the next point, I want to be very clear. He has given us instructions as followers of Christ and to those who don't know him to believe, to repent. Amen? So before I move on to the next point, I'm asking you who do not know him personally, are you really listening to him? Because you'll want to move on to this next point, but God says, you hold on for a second. You listen to my instructions. And those of us who do follow Christ, we listen to his instructions. The second thing that I see from this passage is this. Not only do we need to hear his instructions, details about things like where to be and what to do and how to do it and things like that, but then the next thing is we need to follow his commands. Listen, he gives us instructions and then he says, do it. Do it. Don't just be a hearer only. Look at verse 18. At the command of the Lord, the people set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped. According, verse 20, according to the command of the Lord, they remained. According to the command of the Lord, they set out. Verse 23, at the command of the Lord, they camped. At the command of the Lord, they set out. The Hebrew word command literally means the mouth. God wants you to listen to his mouth and do it. Listen to him. How often have you, when you spoke with someone, say, just listen to me, follow my words, listen to my mouth. God desires for us to not only listen to his instructions, but absolutely obey his command. When he says get up, you get up. When he says stay, you stay. To delay is to disobey. To delay in the instructions of God is to disobey God. Look at verse 15 again with me. It says that on the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle. What took place? On the day that the tabernacle was set up, what took place? Obedience. They built a tabernacle because God commanded them to do that. They listened to his instructions. They built this dwelling in the middle of their camp as a presence of God. And then what happened? God showed up. As the when the tabernacle was built, God showed up. Instructions from God, listen to me, demand obedience to God. Should I say that again? Listen to me. Instructions from God demand obedience to God. It demands it. And so, High Point Church, we will listen and then we will do. We will do what he has commanded us to do. We will make disciples. We will celebrate communion. We will witness to a lost world wherever God takes us. Amen? Wherever he takes us. Because that's his command. And instructions demand obedience. And High Point Church, we will obey. Verse 16 is so comforting. He says, so it was always. He was always with them as they listened and obeyed. As they listened and obeyed, so it was always that God was there. Now listen, God is with us. God is always there. But I can promise you, when you're not listening and you're not obeying, you sense that God is not there, right? You feel like you're in a desert. You feel like, man, I'm just all alone. I just don't feel like God is near me. Listen, God's there. You're just not listening and obeying. God says, you listen and obey, and I am there. My presence is there. So high point, do we have to wait for a sign? Do we have to wait for a sign from God, like a cloud? Like it's right now, it's over Willowbrook. Maybe it's moving. Is that what we do? We wait for signs? Some mystic heebie-jeebie stuff? Listen, the cloud in the Old Testament, if you look in Exodus 13:21, and I promise I'm speeding up, but he gives us instruction that the cloud represented the Shekinah glory, the God's presence. This is a picture of God's presence. It was clear that this passage is all about instruction and command to obedience. If you think this is all about a cloud, then you've missed the point. It is absolutely about God's people listening to his instructions and following his commands. And God will be with us wherever we go. So what about the uncertainty? Verse 19 says, even many days, unsure. Verse 20, it says, sometimes a few days, unsure. Verse 21, sometimes an evening and a morning, a day and a night, unsure. Verse 22, whether 2 days, a month, or longer, unsure. What do we do with uncertainty? We listen and obey. Man, he makes it so simple for us. Why do we get so stressed out? Why do I get so stressed out? HPC, we are in good hands if we listen and obey. And as God moves us to Grandview Christian School until the end of August, August 23rd, and we come right back here and worship, wherever God takes us, we are in good hands. So the commitment is yours. Is it an opportunity for you to just take the summer off because we don't have a physical location? No, God commands you to listen and obey. And I could promise you, for some members, some regular attenders, this is going to stretch you, and amen to that. Because God forbid we ever just get comfortable. Contentment and comfortable are two different things. Contentment says we trust God. Comfortable says, whether I come or go, whatever I do, you know? Maybe I'll come to church on Sunday, maybe not. I do have baseball and soccer and hockey and any number of things that I can do on a Sunday. I don't need to worship Jesus. I can do it in nature. No, God commands you to do it here. He absolutely commands his brothers and sisters in Christ to gather together. So are we going to listen and obey? Or do we not? You see, this is so exciting for us. Are you excited? I am absolutely so excited for this church, for us, because God is taking us through something that causes us to listen and obey. And when we do that, we will receive such great blessings. I don't know what God has in store for our church, because it's his church. Amen? High Point Church, we're in good hands. As we go to communion, it's an opportunity for us to remember what Jesus, he has instructed us. He has instructed us to remember communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, as the Lord taught them, he taught them. Instructions lead to obedience. God has commanded us to obey him in communion. And at this time, we are doing communion. If you've never done communion here before, there's only one requirement. You ready? You have to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Communion is for believers in Jesus Christ. If you are not a follower of Christ, you are not listening to his instructions. And unless the Holy Spirit does a work in your life, simply pass the communion table by. But why not today listen and obey? And receive Jesus Christ for the first time in repentance and faith, and joyfully go back and receive communion. to those of us who are followers of Christ, it's a chance for us to remember. He has instructed us to remember his death, burial, and resurrection. Communion does that. We hold that bread, and it's a picture of Jesus' sinless, perfect body, his sacrifice for me and you. We hold that bread, and we compare our lives to his, and we fall short, and it leads us to repentance and confession of sin. It is time, my friends, to do business with the Lord. Confess your sins to one another. Confess your sins first to the Lord. Because God's desire is for you to listen to him and obey him. If you're not doing that, you're not feeling the presence of the Lord. Restore in me the joy of my salvation, David's prayer in Psalm 51. What a great opportunity to do so. And then as you hold that cup, you remember the blood, the sacrifice. Because without the blood, there is no remission of sins, Hebrews 9 says. Listen, Jesus' perfect, sinless life cannot save you. He had to die for you and me. We hold that cup and we remember and we take joy in that his work was accomplished on the cross, not ours. You rejoice as you hold that cup. You thank God for his redemption plan. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You thank God. That's the instruction. Now we follow the command. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we desire to listen to your instructions and follow your commands. Lord, this is your church. You said you will build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Lord, we are in good hands. And so we trust you, Lord. We trust you have great plans for your church. No matter what circumstances come, we trust you. We will listen to you and we will follow your commands. God, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom, Lord. As we transition and people are trying to figure out things, lots of chaos can happen, Lord. Calm their hearts. Calm their hearts, Lord. Cause them to use this as a time to reflect on the promises of you and to listen and to obey. We ask these things in your son's name. Amen. Now Jake's going to play a couple songs. During that time, whenever you're ready, as you've confessed and you've placed your gratitude before the Lord, then you go back individually, you grab your cup, you grab your bread, and you come back to your seat. And then we'll commune together. God bless you as you take this opportunity to remember what Christ has done. Now, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. Do you see the instructions? For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The very Passover that it's described in chapter 9, Jesus himself is described as the Passover lamb. What a great reminder. In the same way as he took the cup for supper, after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me." Matt, if you can make your way as we close in the final song, please stand. High Point, I am absolutely passionate that we exist as a church to listen and obey. There are decisions that we make within a church that we seek the Lord's wisdom. But the desire is to listen and obey. By God's grace, that's the purpose by which we do church. As a church plants, we're going to change. We do lots of things different. Things change mid-year. All these different things change. Listen and obey does not change. Listen and obey does not change. Locations, they can change. May we be a church that listens and obeys. And by the grace of God, we go right to the cross when we don't. Let's sing.